Since inauguration, President Trump has issued a staggering number of executive orders, many rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. He claims to be restoring merit, but what does merit really mean? Take his firing of four-star General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A decorated fighter pilot, Brown led the Pacific Air Forces and was unanimously confirmed as Air Force Chief of Staff under Trump in 2020. In 2023, President Biden elevated him to chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff with overwhelming Senate support. However, Brown spoke out about racial inequality after George Floyd's murder, describing his military experiences as, quote, not always singing of liberty and equality, unquote. Between Brown's DEI policies and a problematic withdrawal from Afghanistan, Brown's ouster was imminent. Fair game. All presidents have the right to pick their people, and in this case, the argument was made that General Brown, being woke, had questionable impact on morale. But merit is supposed to be about accomplishments. Mr. Trump's replacements? Retired Lieutenant General John D. Kane, a three-star general from the Air National Guard. According to the Associated Press, Kane does not meet the position's prerequisites, such as being a combatant commander or service chief, as laid out in a 1986 law that does allow a president to waive those requirements in the national interest. Mr. Trump has spoken extensively about his admiration for General Kane since 2018. While General Kane's service record is commendable, Trump bypassed numerous qualified active four-star generals who don't need a waiver, raising concern about ethics and military integrity and impartiality. So what is merit? Who defines merit? And why, in this case, does it seem personal feeling outweighs qualifications? My name is Joseph Flynn, and that is my perspective.